Michael, one today against Gaeilge from Dublin, two to the All Ireland Junior Guilty Semi Final. Talking about that match, Michael, first of all, I had you down four goals in the opening 14 minutes. Not many games you score nine goals as well.
Yeah, we got off to a great start. Our girls were really up for today, and as I said to the girls, recruiting has to be here. We're the first team from the Kilcare Club to be in a junior Comórtaspeil in the Gaeltacht. So we won the Comórtaspeil in the Gaeltacht, the county. So the girls created a wee bit of history in that, being the first Kilcare team to do that. So now this is the first time we have got an opportunity to play in Comórtaspeil in the Gaeltacht in the Héireann, the national competition. So the girls were really, really up for it. It was one of the things that we focused on at the start of the year to win the county and try to put our best foot forward for the All-Ireland. On the game itself, we got off to a flying start, and we're against the breeze. So we're a wee bit conservative in the first 5 or 10 minutes, but Saoirse O'Donnell hammered, I think, the first one home, and then we got goals just kept coming for us. And in fairness, we had a huge advantage. We were at home. The girls from Dublin had travelled down and not sleeping in their own beds and whatnot. So, no, we were delighted to get over today.
You used the word advantage there, Michael. How much of an advantage was it for you to use more of your subs and maybe your fringe players? Because you're playing again tomorrow and you gave the bench a good run out today. No harm for confidence either for those players.
Yeah, definitely. We used the full limit of our subs because we have to conserve the energy, and tomorrow's another day. The girls be a wee bit tired now today, and now we're going into play against Loch Lochlea from Belfast, which will be coming into this fresh because they'd no game today. So, but our girls will be ready for battle again tomorrow, please God. And yeah.
How much of a challenge is it for Michael McShane in terms of the opposition? The knowledge wouldn't be great. If you're playing Donegal team in the League or Championship, you would know players, you would know the key players. Did you go through your contacts in other counties? You couldn't look ahead at the Belfast game, so I presume that work is going to start now.
Yeah, definitely. Just going back in maybe the last 2 or 3 years, I go to all the Comórtas myself, and looking back, we'd have looked at the results in that. And in fairness, the Dublin team, we'd one or two people looking at them to because they're
friends in high places.
We've 10 girls based in Dublin, so they went out to watch them on Wednesday night there, and we knew who their target people were. So wee things like that is an advantage. But I think myself, girls can express themselves better when they don't know the opposition. While if you've girls targeted to mark other girls, that's their man marking job. They don't express themselves on the field, but today the girls really expressed themselves, and we're delighted.
Finally, Michael, anybody that knows that you're not just a Kilcare ladies manager. You worked hard over the last number of months, a key member of the organising committee here. How did you enjoy it? And what about the sense of pride yesterday evening when the whole thing was unfolding? And even here this morning, at 9:30 this morning, lots of people coming into the home ground. Sense of pride, I may suggest?
Oh, 100%. For not only for the club, but for the community and the parish. It's 22 years since we had this last, and we're still talking about the Comórtas in 04. We're still talking about it. And
89 too.
But when you host these things, it's a huge sense of pride, and the amount of work that has gone on behind the scenes has been immense, and for my own end of it, the lodging on the accommodation. I have to thank personally two girls that done a huge amount of work for me, which Shauna Brady and Juanita McBrady. They done a mountain of work behind the scenes, and for my own behalf, I would like to acknowledge them two girls.
Micheál McShane, best of luck tomorrow.
Good to meet you, my good.